And welcome to Dr. Strange Gloves, Strange Tales from the World of Strange. Today, I have a strange tale to tell. But before I tell it, I just want to tell you a little something that happened to me. A little something that happened to me. There, I said it. Oh, I can't wait for this show to be over. Sorry? What was that? You want me to get on with it? Oh, okay. The other day, I got a phone call from my agent, and he was telling me,
"Mr. Strangeglove, your audience figures are slipping."
To which I replied, "That's no concern of mine. Can't they go on a diet? And by the way, it's Dr. Strangeglove. I didn't go through 6 years of strange medical school to be called Mister." And he had no answer to that. But anyway, I saw his point. He shot me with his harpoon gun. And then, later, when I regained consciousness, I decided to do something about it. So I hit myself on the head with a bat and went back to sleep again. Needless to say, the bat wasn't very pleased. Anyway, I thought it would be best if I got a better job. I thought I'd be a banker or a politician, but felt that would make me too unpopular. So I became a traffic warden instead. I held up the traffic for 4 hours, and then had to put it down again, as it was too heavy. I next decided to be a clairvoyant, but could see no future in it. That's when I got my second phone call. Ever.
Ring, ring.
That's how it went. "Hello," I said. "Who's calling, please?" The conversation went on for a good 15 minutes before I realised that I hadn't actually picked up the receiver. My phone is a funny old thing. If you throw sticks for it, it chases after them. It's a golden receiver. Or at least it would be if it were gold. It's red, so the joke doesn't work. Anyway, my phone call was from Steven Spielsnape, the infamous movie director. And he wanted me to be a star in his latest film. It was a documentary about the night sky. So anyway, that's why I can't hang around long today. I've got to dash over to Hollywood and collect my Oscar. After all, it's green and grouchy and was thrown in the bin because nobody wanted it. So, no strange story for today. Oh, you want me to tell a strange story? Oh, but I gotta go. Okay, here's a strange story. I call it Spooky Toaster. Once upon a time, there was a spooky toaster. Woo! And nobody knows what happened at the end. This has been Strange Tales with me, Dr. Strangeglove. Till next time, I gotta go.